harsh critic would say the old Sharks were a bit toothless without their playmaker there calling the shots last weekend up there in Robina, losing to the Gold Coast. But James Maloney is back this week for the Sharkies. G'day, James.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. What about those conditions first up at Robina? They were you picked a good game to miss, or would you have enjoyed that?
Nah, mate, I hate the rain. I was sitting in the pub having a schooner watching the boys go around. And it was a nice one to miss.
Thinking, how good's this?
Isn't that the way sometimes when you'll bleed blue, white and black for your club, but when it's like that, you just think, boys, do your best today. Yeah, good luck in the way through. What do you call that, James? A hiccup in your season so far? Obviously, you hope to get back on track against Souths.
Yeah, look, I think the conditions up there last week, those sort of conditions take a lot of, they nullify a lot of the ability out of the sides, and it becomes a matter of who wants to rip in the most. And, I think probably Titans, who are scraping on, with a thread, to stay in the eight, stay in touch with the eight. I think they just had a little bit more there. So we'll be right. There's nothing on us there. We'll bounce back this week.
And, mate, do you feel, obviously the disappointment of Origin and the week off, do you feel refreshed or and ready to go again for what is now the Premiership starts?
Yeah, mate, I do. I got away. It was hard to take the Origin defeat, but, nice to spend some time with the family and clear the head and get away. And, I'm stoked, ready to... I'm on my way back in the training now and looking forward to seeing boys. And I think it's Louis 300, so that makes another awesome event to be a part of. And hopefully we can make sure we put on a good performance to reward him.
Well, that's the one, isn't it? It's the six Origin reps come back to the team. I suppose it's just getting that continuity again at training to get that game sorted, isn't it, James?
Yeah, you go through a tough period, with so many guys, on Origin duty, you miss a lot of training, and so it's a very disruptive sort of period for the Sharks. But I think now we go back, we've got, seven games leading into the semi-finals to really, only one focus. Your head's purely with Cronulla. You're not going between Origin and Sharks and things like that. So, it's the exciting time where you get back, get to really focus on having a real tilt at doing something special this year. And, all eyes on the prize and nailing it down to the boys.
Well, there's been a bit of chat through this week about Andrew Fifita starting, not starting in that Origin. Does he have something to prove this weekend coming up against a big Souths pack led by Sam Burgess?
Oh, he'll play well. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if he's got anything to prove. I don't know. I've been away, I haven't been much of anything, so a lot of what's going on, I don't know whether it's well-founded or what, but he'll have a big game, there's no doubt about that, but I don't think he's got too much to prove.
James, I realise you were filthy after that Origin loss, the way that New South Wales lost game number 3. Now you've had some time to reflect. can you put your finger on it?
No, look, it's still hard, I think we just missed the mark. We shot ourselves in the foot. Queensland were really good. They completed well. They moved the ball early and did things a little bit differently to the first two games. And, we just compounded things by making errors. And, it was no surprise the first game, where we played really well, we completed near 100% the first half of footy and really got it into a to an arm wrestle to and fro and that was our go and it just didn't happen game 3. So disappointing, and as I said, it's hard to take, but we've got away for a little bit now, and if you've got to move on, you can't change it. Deal with the backlash that comes, and yeah, have to wait 12 months to have another crack.
Yeah, James, going to call you a senior player within that New South Wales setup, and certainly one of the playmakers. You know, from a personal point of view, you're disappointed when you find out Dugan and Ferguson spent the day off at the pub at Lennox Head?
Mate, not really. To be honest, I think it's more disappointing the fact that people are trying to blame individuals and separate. We play a team sport, mate, and collectively as a team, we weren't good enough last Wednesday. So, you know, I'm a big advocate in not pointing the fingers at individuals. Like, there was no lack of effort, you know, out there from anyone in all three games. We've never been beat on effort, but our execution missed the mark. And yeah, I think it's a shame that people try and isolate individuals and put the blame on them.
I think that's pretty much a spot on call there, James. You heading to this weekend just outside the top four. Mm. Is there pressure on being the defending champs? I know you're quite what's the word? Lackadaisical. How would you describe yourself, mate? I love your tone. I love your tone. That's what I'm sort of getting at. I love how you approach it for what it is. And this week is another game for you guys against the Bunnies at home, which is a good help for you as well.
Yeah, it is. But I don't think this year at home's been too much of a help. We don't have too much of a good record there. So, but it's a game, you know. No doubt, the boys will be looking to bounce back after last week, and you know, I suppose you want to finish top four, so you want to just keep the wins ticking over, you know, over these next 7 weeks, is where you don't want to be playing your best footy, but you want to be building to that, be playing your best footy in 7 weeks' time, and that's the secret, I think, and whoever can do that and time that run the best they can, they're the ones that end up successful come the back end of the year. So it's all about not being, you know, at our absolute best now, but putting things in place and making sure everything we do is building towards being able to step up a notch and play our best footy in 7 weeks.
You're still going to be a Sharky next year?
As far as I know, everyone keeps telling me I'm going to all different places, but yeah, I've still got another year down there. So unless they change their mind, nothing will change.
Good on you, mate. James, play well. I'm glad you enjoyed the week off and had some time with the family, and play well for the Sharks in the build-up to the finals.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
There he goes. James Maloney, casual.
That's what I like about him. He tells it how it is. Brilliant. Everyone else is speculating on his career. He's still got the Shire postcode.
As far as I know. Unless something's happened.
Exactly. That's great.
He'll be there next year. The speculation will continue.